14. Oliver Cromwell. Born in Huntingdon in 1599 to a relatively poor squirearchal family, Cromwell found religious zeal as a Puritan while studying at Cambridge. His faith influenced his appearance. He was conservative in his clothing and austere in composure. His commanding voice and fervor proved a trademark in Parliament, but it was in the conduct of war that he excelled. Following Charles's failed attempt to arrest 5 MPs, among them Cromwell's relative John Pym, civil war ensued. Cromwell acted after losing the battle at Edge Hill to a superior royalist cavalry. By adding 60 horses to the Roundhead cause, the Battle of Marston Moor became a Roundhead victory. The final cavalier defeat came at Naseby in 1645, and Cromwell had a major part to play in the negotiations that followed. He was, however, accused by all sides of conspiracy. Cromwell's stature was confirmed at Preston when the new model army triumphed under his command. Thus, his controversial career began. After the execution of Charles in 1649, he ordered the subjugation of Ireland, massacring civilians, and the remaining population was constrained by the Act of Settlement in 1653. Scotland was invaded and the nobility forced to submit. Cromwell muzzled the press and defeated the rebels. In response, Cromwell further asserted his power and established the instrument of government, awarding himself the office of Lord Protector, supported by a single-chamber parliament. At the same time, his expensive army and failed trade wars with the Dutch proved expensive. Despite himself, Cromwell had re-established the monarchy in all but name, and returned England to the unhappy days of Charles I's reign. Even so, his benevolent despotism was acceptable to a weary nation and went uncontested. Cromwell's death in September 1658 was the only close to this particular chapter.